Number 140 from December of 2017, God Acting Anonymously. I am now officially retired from being a chaplain at the hospital. I have mixed feelings about that. I enjoyed most of what I did at the hospital, but I am tired, and it is time to throttle it back a little bit and try to live life like a normal. I've been talking to people for many years about their self-care, and maybe it's time to take my own advice. The past couple weeks have been a time to reflect back not only on some of the meaningful things that happened at the hospital and the great experiences, but also to think back on just how I ever got to this place in the first place. As I look in the rearview mirror of my career thus far in ministry, it seems that either God has quite a sense of humor, or else he has just always been way ahead of me in planning. Probably both of these are true. When we graduated from the seminary in exile, Seminex, we were told by church officials that there would be no churches for us rebels. I prefer to use the term reformers, and that pretty much turned out to be true, so I spent 6 months farming with my dad in Minnesota. Eventually, I received a call from a split-off mission congregation in Jamestown, North Dakota. Now, Jamestown, North Dakota is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. I was the pastor of this new congregation and had to make my real living working building construction 44 hours per week. It just so happens, read God Acting Anonymously, that the only state hospital in the state is in Jamestown. It has long been a teaching hospital for both chaplaincy and chemical dependency training. I had tried to be accepted as a chemical dependency intern, but the officials said that because I had the church, I would not be able to handle a very intense internship, and I was denied. But a couple years later, I was accepted as a chaplain resident in the same institution. When our supervisor asked what part of the hospital I wanted to do my chaplaincy work in, I said, "How about chemical dependency?" He said, "Nobody else wanted it, that'd be fine." After I worked with the staff on chemical dependency for a while, they figured that I could handle an internship since I was already doing it, and they accepted me into their training program, which I did after the other one. I completed that program and began working for an outpatient clinic in town as an addiction counselor. By this time, the church had grown, and I resigned, and they called a full-time pastor from Seminex. Then one day I was reading a chaplaincy newsletter that had some job openings listed. One of them said that they wanted a spiritual care counselor for a new treatment center in Muncie, Indiana. The job description said, must have extensive chaplaincy training and certification, must have extensive chemical dependency training and certification, must have 3 to 4 years parish experience and denominational endorsement. I turned to my wife and said, "Hey, somebody in Muncie, Indiana, wherever that is, wants me." And they did. In my 33-plus years at the hospital, I have moved from spiritual care counselor to addiction counselor to nicotine dependency counselor to staff chaplain. Every time a position was to be discontinued, because of my diverse training, I was able to slide over into the next position. Exactly 1 year to the day before moving from full-time nicotine dependency to the part-time chaplaincy position, I began working at the Lutheran Church of Our Blessed Savior. How I got back into the parish is another strange story, and most of you know that one. I never saw that one coming either. Then 3 years ago, I began being the contracted pastor for St. John Elwood, Indiana also. It seemed a natural fit since they needed a part-time pastor, and I live in between both those cities. It has been a little hectic at times with these three jobs, but I can now see clearly how the church at Elwood fits into my retirement from the hospital. I will now have the more normal pace of a two-point parish situation. I give you all of this personal history to make this point. You never know what the Lord has in store for you, but rest assured that He is at work, turning things around, lining things up, and preparing you for things you did not see coming. Not one thing in my career has been what I had planned or thought would happen. If you would have asked me when I started seminary what kind of ministries I would be involved in, it would have not included hardly anything that I have done. And yet, as I look back, I see now, again, so clearly, the hand of God leading me into some types of ministry and pushing me into others. There is a saying that we used to tell our patients who were in chemical dependency treatment, "The sign of God is that you will be led where you had not planned on going." Apparently, if you wind up going where you had planned, it's not the sign of God, it's the sign of you. Another saying in recovery is let go and let God. I believe most of us spend a lot of time not only planning how we want things to turn out in life, but worrying about how they will turn out. We would all do better just to trust in the Lord for guidance and let him lead us where he will. We usually only recognize spiritual experiences as we look backwards and see how things work together for good for us. I pray today, Lord, lead me where you will, because you do always seem to have a better plan.